I'm so proud of you guys for like becoming best friends with the show.
We can't leave each other. We're always together.
So I texted Frankie and then it crashed.
Fuck's sake, Harry, like, there's no talking to you.
I have to ask you, because he's a virgin, does that make life difficult?
I fantasize about having sex with him all the time.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to Tap In. Today, we have a very exciting episode. I have my two favorites from my season of Too Hot to Handle. We have Nicole and Chloe, the superstars. I actually haven't talked to you guys in like the longest time.
I know. And we are your favorites from the first season of Too Hot to Handle. Woo-hoo! Yeah, boy!
Well, I think because everyone just started like doing their own thing and like drifting apart. Like I was close with a few of the boys, but everyone's just too busy now, and that's why we like barely catch up, because everyone's just so busy doing their own thing.
Yeah,
everyone's just
personal.
So busy.
Nicole, did you just sign a big deal? Like, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm doing music now, so I signed a big record deal.
Let's go! That's exciting. So you're working on an album? Like, what's going on there? Because I remember you were telling us when we were filming that you're a bit of a singer, and I remember you did sung a couple songs a couple times, but you've released a couple singles now?
Yeah, so I released one single back in March and then got noticed by a record label, and now I'm releasing my second one 1st of July, and it's like a proper summer dance banger.
It's a banger.
Damn.
It's a banger.
Did you put it?
Yeah, I'm buzzing.
Chloe, did you put it on your close friends or was that on your main story? Because I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, my close friends. Did you see it?
Yes, of course. It's fucking sick.
Do you like it?
Yes, yes. So, what are you gonna go down like the summer anthem vibe? Is that gonna be you?
I'm going down to like kind of dance music, kind of housey vibe. So, do you know Ray, the singer, and like Dua Lipa, kind of that kind of vibe?
That's exciting. So what are you just gonna? Is it gonna be single after single and then album, or how do you usually go about it?
Yeah. So I'm going to do, I've got a two single deal. That's with the record label I'm with now. And then we do a few of those and then we go do an album after. So,
That's crazy. So are you just recording as much as possible right now?
Yeah, I've got like three songs ready to go. And then I'm just always in the studio, like doing stuff with different producers and stuff. But the producer that I'm working with at the moment is like so good and works with amazing artists. So I feel so lucky. It's just so weird how it happened, because it came out of nowhere. And it's like after meeting one person, I met another person. It just kind of snowballed. But I'm buzzing.
That's crazy. That's so wild. Yeah. And are you gonna like? Are you doubling down on the music? Or are you gonna do any more reality TV, or what's going on with you?
Yeah, I've got a show that I'm doing in July, another reality TV show.
Nice.
And then a potential one in September,
Nice.
And that will be with Chloe as well. So
We're doing it together.
Oh my God, you guys are so funny. And what, you're together for a little bit now. Why don't you guys live together?
It's just moving into London, Harry. Like, because I moved out of my apartment last year. Love the way I say your name. You love it. Yeah, so I moved out of my parents last year. But because I've made this Essex kind of homely, I don't really want to move all my stuff to London just yet. This is like my getaway from all the busyness in London.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly going up to London living with Nick for like a week at a time. I'm paying rent to live here.
Damn.
And I'm not even.
You're living with me.
How far away is Essex from London?
2 hours.
Oh, shit. You guys are so far away from each other.
Yeah, but we see each other.
Yes, we're together all the time.
Every day.
She left me yesterday, and I'm after traveling back down to see her, because I just can't. We can't leave each other. We're always together.
I'm so proud of you guys for like becoming best friends from the show and like keeping it together. Is anyone else as close? I feel like no one's as close as you two.
No, we basically fell out with like most people.
I did as well.
David, but
yeah,
we're close enough with David, but no one else.
David's a little sweetheart. You guys just filmed something. Oh, are we allowed to talk about that or no?
Yeah, I mean, we can't say what it is.
Yeah, you guys did say that. You're doing some like hosting stuff, Chloe.
Yeah. So it's my first presenting job. I even got cue cards.
Oh.
And wait, this is the best bit. A TV with the words on that I had to read from.
No way. That's so professional.
I felt like Holly Willoughby. Or like, I don't know who that is. She's
I got
English.
No idea. That. You had an earpiece as well.
I had an earpiece, yes.
What were they saying in that?
Chloe, stop burping. The sound man's getting fuming.
Oh. All right, Chloe, what happened on the circle? We had Mitchell on here last week. I have to ask you. Because he's a virgin, does that make life difficult?
It does a little bit, yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Do you wanna hook up with him? He's a stud.
I fantasize about having sex with him all the time. But I just know it can never happen. And obviously when I go to LA next month for filming, he wants me to stay there. And I'm like, listen, babe, I'm respecting you right now by saying that I don't know if I should or not, because he is a virgin. So I don't want to overstep the boundary by like getting into bed with him and then getting too carried away.
Yeah.
And start kissing him. I don't know.
Do you think it makes it like difficult for the relationship to move forward? Because you kind of experienced that on Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, we experienced that on Too Hot to Handle. Like, and I done quite well.
Yeah.
I didn't have sex.
Sorry.
I couldn't help myself. Yeah, I was being a piece of shit. I was just wilding out of that show.
No, you were a piece of shit.
But we know how that ended, so.
Yeah, fucking hell. We need an update on that whole situation as well. Jesus, Harry, I feel like killing you. Honestly, I feel like killing you sometimes.
No, look, I just think because what happened is it was a year since the show aired, right? And I remember one day I woke up and I had like a gut feeling. I was like, some shit's off today. And I spoke about it in my a couple podcasts ago, but there was like something off. So I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to go outside and like, I'm going to go do some hill sprints and stuff and clear my head. Cause I thought like, maybe I was just feeling a little bit weird, you know, how you have those days. And then I come back and I ordered a massage cause I was hurting. On this app, and you don't know who shows up. Like, you have no idea who's going to be there or who's going to come to your house and massage you. And this lady showed up, and her name was Francesca. And I'm like, oh, that's a nice name. Like, my ex had that name. And then she finished her massage, and then I checked Instagram, and everyone was posting, like, oh my God, a year since the show aired. And I was like, oh, that's why I feel weird. Maybe I'll text her. So I texted Frankie, and I was like, hey, stranger, hope everything is all good with you. I hope we can move past all the bullshit and be friends. Cause I was like, this seems like we like our lives changed together, and why are we pretending like the other person's a devil? So that was kind of like my goal, is to move on from there. And then long story short, she had a bit of a rough breakup. She was feeling a bit sad, and I was like, okay, well, let me come like make sure you're okay. And then we started hanging out a little bit, and then it crashed so quick.
You knew what was gonna happen.
Well, you guys,
friend, it's just
I was looking at it and I was like, I know what's gonna happen here. So I was just watching, I was like, I know exactly. And then like a week later, I was like, fuck's sake, Harry, like, there's no talking to you.
Well, you guys know how toxic it is, like, firsthand. So I was just I thought it was gonna be different. I'm like, look, maybe we've had a year to change, maybe we can figure it out and move forward and be adults, but like nothing changed. It was legit like as bad it was when we left it.
Are you all right though?
I'm good. Like I really got the closure I needed, which was really more than anything. It just sucks that again, like right away, she like comes at me online and I text her. I was like, hey, I'm respecting your wishes. Can you respect mine and not like say I'm being disrespectful or doing this and that, because that's completely not true. Like, there was like a few statements that she said, like she said on E! News that I was being disrespectful and like rude online. And I'm like, where? Like, why are you making up stuff to try and make me look like a bad guy again? So I was like, you know, I'm just not going to address it. I'm just going to move forward and try and like deal with this situation in private, because it was so gross. And you guys know how bad it was when we were together.
Yeah, but the best way to deal with that is just to completely ignore it and let her do her own thing and let her look silly by doing whatever she's making up. I know firsthand. Like,
yeah, you've not been her biggest fan since day one.
It's real recognize real Harry. We don't mess around with fakes. You're a good person. You know you are. So just stay away from all that because you don't want to damage your own reputation.
My angels. All right, what's going on, you little chicken cutlets? Today we are here with Freshly. Our best friends at Freshly make eating and living life just so much fucking better. Dinner time can be chaotic, but with Freshly, it's easy. The chefs take care of your nice little stomachs, the meals for a few nights a week, and they take the pressure off you. So look, we're here again, sexy little summer. We're getting in shape. And if you want to eat right, feel right, and have that gut health feeling amazing, go over to freshly.com. Use the code TAPIN and you will get $40 off your first two orders. Again, you know, it's a little bit annoying. Sometimes you come home after a long day of work. Maybe you've got a little date coming over and you want to just treat it as something nice, something healthy. But, you know, you want to get sexy for summer. Freshly's here. Freshly's red hot and horny to make your summer absolutely amazing. So, again, this is for our listeners only. You can get $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to freshly.com/tapin again for $40 off your first two orders. Again, one more time, that's freshly.com/tapin for $40 off your first two orders. Satisfy your little stomach. Oh. Hello, you little apple pies. We are back again with one of our favorite sponsors of this podcast. We have Noom. If you're not too sure what Noom is, it's pretty much a nice, easy to use app that helps change your behavioral patterns to help lose weight or to help create better behavioral patterns so you don't stack on too much weight. We know hot girl summer's around the corner and I'm all about my fitness. I'm all about trying to be sexy and sleek this summer. And as you know, like at the start of the year, I did 141 days sober trying to get on my bullshit, trying to be sexy, trying to be the man of my own dreams. So that's why we're partnering up with Noom to give you a bit of a head start and a bit of a helping hand in changing those behavioral patterns. So maybe you have some bad eating habits or you have some bad sleeping habits. Noom's going to help you get involved and help change your daily routine so that you can get sexier, get fitter, look a little bit better or feel a little bit better in your mind and about your body for this summer. So if you want to jump over to Noom, you can start building better habits for a healthier long-term results. All you have to do is sign up for your trial at noom.com/tapin. That's noom.com/tapin. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach helps you unlearn bad habits and better understand your relationship with food. One size does not fit all. Choose your goals and Noom will personalize a weight loss program for you. 80% of Noom users finish the program and over 60% have stuck with the goals for at least a year. So again, sexy, super splendid, saucy summer is around the corner. So let's get sexy together. Go to noom.com/tapin and let's get sexy and let's get fingered. Have a good time.
Yeah, no, it was good though, because I was still a little bit confused about the whole situation, because I, you know, obviously like things ended and we never really addressed a lot of stuff. So that's kind of why I was like, oh, maybe we'll give it another shot. But also she was just fresh off a breakup as well. So I probably should have been a little bit more like timely and a little bit cautious with all that stuff and what was going on and been a little bit cautious, like diving head first. But yeah, it was, look, now we know. Now I should have listened to you guys from the start.
Shut up. Okay, you live and learn, Harry. You live and learn.
Nicole, are you seeing anyone? I know you're seeing Bryce for a little bit, but what's going on with you? You haven't been public with anyone?
Do you know what? I'm just after a traumatic hair break over the last week.
Really?
But yeah, you know, it's someone cry for who, you know, I don't really want to say who it is, but literally that's why I'm down with Chloe, because I've just been bawling crying the last week.
Aww.
But I am now feeling good. I'm completely single. I'm, you know, I just want to work on myself. And obviously I'm doing a show in a month's time and who knows, I could meet someone on there. So we'll see. At this moment in time, I just want to kind of work on myself and like my music and everything and put my energy into that.
Yeah.
Because like the past year has been crazy for all of us.
Mm.
And I think like sometimes, I think a lot of us, when we jump into something, we like really give it our all. Like I think three of us are quite similar in that aspect.
Yeah.
And then I think this year is important for us to work on ourselves as well. So
I'm just going to give myself a bit of time.
Yeah, relationships are so draining as well. Like, you put so much energy in, like, time and just trying to make sure, like, this other person's happy when you should be doing that, like, working on yourself, working on your music, and trying to just be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
But, Chloe, The Circle, how fucking difficult was that? Did you lose your mind?
Honestly, Harry, you know me. You lived with me for how long? You know I'm mental. Like, I'm running around everywhere. I'm smacking everyone. Like, way! Like, I'm just like a ping pong ball bouncing off every single woman in the room. And I was on my own. No producers could come in because obviously COVID. I was having a COVID test every 4 days.
No way.
I felt really ill. I had really bad migraines from the stress, because when you're like stuck in an apartment and you're talking to people, like, The Circle is a popularity game. So you've got to be nice to everyone. But you know that people are trying to stab you in the back, because that's the aim of the game. You're there to win 100,000. So the paranoia got to me too much, and because I'm so naive with it and I just don't know what's going on half the time, I'm like, yeah, I'm just making friends with everyone. I'm falling in love with someone who isn't, it's Trevor. I fell in love with, well, I didn't fall in love with him, but like, I was falling for someone on The Circle, and it was a bloody woman, and it turned out to be his wife. He's got a kid with her. So I'm like, well, that's awkward.
What was that feeling like when you met Trevor?
I don't know. I thought, should I kick off or should I just stay normal? And I did stay normal. I was like, hi, nice to meet you.
Did you actually ever get to meet Mitchell? You did, yeah?
Yeah, so at the final, do you know what? We actually kissed. Ooh. So, yeah. So if you watched, I don't know if you've watched it or not, but at the end of the final, there's a scene where... Oh, I can hear something. Is that mine echoing?
No, you're good. I think there's someone in the hallway.
Oh. But yeah, so we filmed the final and as soon as the cameras turn off, Mitchell come to me, and Harry, he is as tall as you. Like, he is a
he's
god.
He's a stud.
Bright blue eyes. He is so sexy. Like, I was telling Nicole, I just wanted to jump on him. Obviously I couldn't because he's a virgin. But anyway, he come up to me and was like, Chloe, now the cameras are off, can I kiss you? And I was like, yeah, of course you can. Well, I had bright red lipstick on and it was all over his face and he didn't even wipe it off.
Aww.
Such a sweetheart. He seems really nice. I've been on FaceTime to him with Chloe and I'm like, he's so lovely.
He's so nice. Chloe, I met him at a gas station. I don't know if he told you, but like...
That's weird.
No, it
How
was...
How did you...
It was so, because his best friend is like this kid who was doing like trends where he was at a gas station and like getting out of cars. And they're like, oh yeah, like let's collab. And then I remember seeing him, and the first thing I said to him, I was like, holy fuck, like you must be a model. I was like, you're such a stud. And he's like, fuck. I was like, I don't know, what do you say? I don't know. I was like, what word is that? I was like, what are you saying, bro? Just swear. Like, I'm Australian. Like, that's offensive to me. But he can't. No, I didn't say that.
Frick it.
Yeah, no,
he kept
saying that. I was like, what's going on? And then he told me, he's like, oh yeah, I've been talking to Chloe a little bit. And I was like, oh shit. And I remember you messaged me about him ages ago, but I was like, this guy is such a stud, like such a good looking dude, and he's so ripped. It was crazy.
He's gorgeous.
I don't know how he's a virgin. It blows my mind. Like, it's genuinely crazy.
You get so much vagina. It's mad. Yeah. I don't know. He doesn't need it. He's got mine. Whenever we're ready, it's gonna happen. All right.
So what are you? Are you guys?
Marriage.
Are you guys exclusive? Are you gonna wait till marriage to climb him?
Do you know what? I've spoke to him about it, and obviously, because I'm in England, I said to him, like, it's obviously hard. We were FaceTiming every day for like a few months. I said, I'm coming to LA. I'll come and see you. We can go on a few dates, but I want to move over there. So I'm gonna come and stay with. Him. I spoke to Demi. She said that she'd have me for a few weeks while I'm looking for a place. So we're just gonna chill, and I actually really want to move over there. So I think if I move over there, me and him will definitely make it official. And
what about Nicole?
I'm coming over as well, hon.
Oh, okay,
and just
perfect.
Somewhere. So So I think I finished filming mid-August, I think, and then come back for 2 weeks here, and then I'm heading over to America. I'll come for a few months, but then I need to sort the visa shit, so I have to come back here and sort all that. But I'll come on an ESTA visa and visit everyone for a few months.
Yeah, nice. Like especially for summer.
Yeah, my plan's to move there.
You 100% should. It would be, imagine how crazy it'd be running around with you two crazy kids.
We'd have so much fun.
Be careful what you wish for.
It'll be dangerous. I have to go back on a sober streak because I just had the biggest weekend in Miami. Like, it was absolutely disgraceful. Like, I don't know if you can see my eyes, but I'm hurting. Like, I'm actually hurting.
I want to go to Miami.
No, I can't. If you guys go, I can't come with you. I can't because, like, this weekend was... we left the club at 10 a.m.
You can come when I'm there.
I don't want to. I really don't. Like, we left the club at 10 a.m. Like, imagine all of us, like, creatures.
You know what? Let's just not go out. Let's just chill.
Have a little movie night. It.
Yeah.
No. Awesome. Play chess. Yeah. Okay, girls, I want to ask you, this is more so for the fans and stuff like that. How do you guys find being on a reality TV show? Like, say someone listening and they really want to be on The Circle or they really want to be on Too Hot to Handle, what's the best piece of advice that you could give them?
I think be really thick skinned. Be confident in who you are. Don't be swayed.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, by producers to do certain things because you mightn't be happy by how it turns out, etc. So just be confident in who you are, what you stand for. And just don't give a shit, basically, because people can give you hate. Like, that's inevitable. So you have to have thick skin to deal with it.
I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I never knew that I was going to go on a reality TV show. I never ever wanted to go on TV.
Yeah.
So I wasn't ready. I didn't know who I was as a person before going on TV.
Yeah.
But I feel like that happened for a reason. Like, me going on TV and just being myself, not thinking about clout or fame or money, and just enjoying the moment and just that absorbing all the love and all the positive energy. And like, even if there was negative energy, I'd just be like, oh, do you know what? Like, I'm here. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Yeah. I'm grateful. I'm blessed. And just counting your blessings daily when you're there, and just don't turn into someone that you're not. Be yourself.
Yeah. So, did you guys get much hate after the show? I obviously did because of the breakup was horrible, but is there any way that you guys would want to give advice to deal with any of that hate, or if you have any?
To be honest, I never got any hate.
You did? Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys were sweet.
Yeah. We were all right.
Yeah, you guys did good.
Huh? Did you get a lot of it?
Yeah, because I lied, obviously, because everyone was just like, oh, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
but I was like, I had to do it because it just keeps it fun and stuff like that. But I had so many people get sassy at me, like, oh, he's a liar, never listen to what he says, like all this stuff. I'm like, come on, guys, like, it's a show, like, we had to make it fun.
Exactly. It was funny. Corey got bloody death threats.
Really?
Yeah, Corey got
death threats, and I had to like go out of my way to do a story and to say to people, like, listen, it's a TV show. Like, don't take things too literal. Like, I wasn't in love with Corey.
Yeah.
We never had sex. We weren't in a relationship. But, like, even to this day, like, me and Corey, we talk now and again. But I just feel like because of the hate he got, he's holding that against me. And, like, we've never actually been able to meet up and be friends over it. Because of the amount of hate that he's had through me sticking it on him in the show, it's not very good.
No way. That's crazy. Yeah. I feel like Corey wouldn't be like too sensitive towards us. I thought he'd have like thick skin.
Yeah, no.
Really? Because I know he's got a boxing match coming up as well. So I hope he's developed some thick skin, because that would suck. Because people are sending him so much hate.
Yeah.
Did you hear about
it? It was bad.
He does get quite a lot of hate, doesn't he?
Yeah. Me and him chat every now and again, but it's kind of like weird because everyone's like, oh, you guys shouldn't be friends because I like comment on his stuff. But I'm like, I don't really care about any of this stuff. I was like, I think people get it twisted with like reality TV and like real life. I'm like, it's only like 10% of what actually goes on compared to like real life situations. But what's the craziest thing that's happened in the past year for both of you?
God. So much has fucking happened.
I think with me, just building, like, I know Nicole was like, fucking hell, what do I say? Talking about boys breaking our hearts or like career wise. I think like the relationship that I've built with Netflix, like I've signed an exclusive contract with them and I'm going to continue to be working with them over the next few years. We've got quite a few shows that we're working on. Fingers crossed I get my own show. So yeah, just crazy. But you know what? It's just weird being able to wake up and not work a 9 to 5.
Yeah, no, it's because our lives legit changed overnight. Like it was wild.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. Crazy. What about you, Nicole?
I think the music thing is what I've wanted to do since I was literally 4 or 5 years old. Like it's been my dream. So to be able to work with a label now and like next or in 2 weeks' time, I'm doing my music video. Like it's just mad. So I think that's like the biggest thing that has happened to me this year. And obviously I love doing TV and the shows that are coming up are great. And
yeah,
like it's all, the music is my main focus 100%. So
wow.
I'm buzzing. I'm going to tour up in America, manifesting it. I'm coming.
Oh, I love it.
I just want to go to Ibiza.
I've never been, but isn't it crazy out there? What's going on, you little chicken nipples? We are back, but today's sponsor is a little bit different. It's actually one of my brands, so I'm not too sure if you know, but I've had my own sunglass brand for a long time now. But when creating this sunglass brand, I kind of missed a couple steps and something that I was really focused on, and that's trying to clean up the ocean and help end world poverty. So we're relaunching, we're back, we're better than ever. So every sunglass purchase that you make, it pulls 180 plastic bottles from the ocean. We've partnered up with Plastic Bank, an amazing organization that turns plastic into currency in third world countries. So if you want to get sexy for summer, if you want to get fresh, or if you just want to support the movement, go to kensington.com. That's KENSNGTN.com. And use the code TAPIN. You'll get 15% off your glasses. So you'll get some sexy little sleek glasses. You'll look amazing. But most importantly, you'll help clean up the ocean and just be an all-around better human. There's not many other companies that do stuff that we're doing, so I'm very thankful for all the support that we've got so far. But if you want to support the movement and support one of the brands, you know where to find it. There'll be a link in the description if you're listening audio only, that is. Please visit www.kensngtn.com. Through our partnership, for every pair of sunglasses purchased, you stop 180 bottles from entering the ocean. If you love turtles, you'll want to do this for them. What's going on, you naughty little sluts? we're back better than ever. And we know you're horny little entrepreneurs. We know you're running up your little online business. We know, you know, it's 2021. We're making shit happen online. We're selling shit. We're selling our dirty undies. Maybe we're selling old dildos. I don't know. You could be selling anything online. You could have your own online business. You could be doing absolutely anything. Maybe selling some old clothes. If you're interested in going down that route and, you know, have your own online business, we're here. We're rock hard because we have ShipStation. Now, the beautiful people at ShipStation, if you haven't heard about them before, essentially, they just help all your logistics and your order management for your online products. So you don't have to worry about shipping, all that horse shit, all that stuff that is kind of like just boring about online business. You don't have to worry about that shit. They'll handle it for you. They'll organize it with their little plug and play situation. So if you go over to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top, type in tap in, you get 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. No matter how you sell, if Shopify, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels their little sausage straight into your orders into one simple interface that you can manage anywhere, even from your cell phone. How good is that? So if you want to go over and make ship happen, use the code TAPIN, get 2 months free. That's a 60-day free trial. And you can make shit happen. ShipStation.com, code TAPIN, swipe up.
Oh, Harry, listen, if you ever want to go Ibiza, you need to bring me and Nick. We are going to tear it up.
Really? When is it open?
Yeah.
It's open now.
Really? Are you guys going to go?
Yeah.
When are you guys going to head out there? I might come.
Maybe in a few weeks. Where are we going to go next year?
Huh?
No. Oh, no, August we'll go. August we'll go.
Oh, yeah, because you guys are out here next month. Yeah,
where we all can go last year. Was I onto you about that? I think I was. And David or something, no?
Yeah, yeah. I think we're trying to plan it, but it's just so difficult because I was just like, I only like a handful of people from our show. So I was like, I don't really want to go out of my way and pretend to be nice. Because I was like, it would just make the trip awkward.
Anyone else?
Me?
Do you talk to anyone else on the show? Yeah.
I've always been quite fond of David. Like, me and him will check in every now and then. But more so Corey. Like, it's so weird. Like, me and him will chat about shit because we've both been, like, fight training. Like, I've been getting ready for a boxing match. I had a contract to fight, which was sick, but the other guy didn't sign it. And then I've had a whole bunch of other people call me out. So I've just been getting fit in that way. So I just kind of been, like, talking to him about that stuff because I know he's meant to be fighting this YouTuber in, like, a couple months or something. But
my god, that's Harley, the YouTuber who said shit about him, is it?
Yeah, that Adam.
Corey. No.
You didn't know this?
Is it? What? No.
You didn't know what? This?
No.
Did he speak to us?
No. Yeah, they're meant to be. They're meant to be fighting like next month, but something happened, so they're moving it to a later date. In England.
Oh my god.
Huh?
Are you?
Oh my god.
Am I fighting?
Yeah.
I had two contracts. So one that was meant to be next weekend, but my opponent didn't sign. I signed my half. I called him out. He didn't sign it. So I fucked his girlfriend. And then I have another one. I have another one in Dubai in September, but my opponent still hasn't signed. So we're just waiting on that. So I'm just training because it's fun. Huh?
Oh my God. Well done.
What did you say, Chloe?
How do you make them sign?
You just make them angry. It's because it's just a money thing, right? So like people, the first guy genuinely doesn't like me. Like, he's very insecure and like hates my guts. But unfortunately, he won his last fight, so he has to go on. He's fighting more fighters, and he's like making that his legacy. So I was like, whatever. I was in Miami. A couple of his boys tried to step me out. It was so funny.
Who is it? What does step me out mean?
Oh, try and fight me. It was so funny because I don't know like who his crew is because I don't really care. But I was like leaving the Logan Paul fight, and these guys were like, oh yeah, come here. I was like, oh, maybe they want a photo because like there was so many fans there, and I was just saying, yeah, sure. Like, as I was trying to leave because I was with my friend Chantel, so we were trying to like get out of there as quick as possible. But this dude's like, oh yeah, come here, and then one of the guys just said, oh, you're trying to fight Jake, and I was like, oh yeah, he didn't sign his contract. And then they started talking shit, and I was like, what the fuck, who are these kids? And then I looked them up later. I was like, oh okay, like it's this little yes men trying to have a go at me. But I was by myself, and I was like, you guys could have done anything, but bunch of pussies. Yeah.
We need to get him angry so he signs the contract.
it'll be crazy, but I think he's going up against like actual fighters now as well, which he should. But I don't know, like, I don't know if I really want to like go down that path. Like the training and stuff is fun. Like, it'd be really exciting to get in the ring with like a crowd and like do like real gladiator shit. But like, I was thinking about it. I was like, it's not really like the impact I want to leave. Like, I kind of want to be like you guys, like always positive, always fun, like trying to make people happy online. Whereas like when I was calling people out, like a whole bunch of bad shit was happening to me, and I was like getting in like a bad headspace. I was like, this isn't who I want to be.
Is bad karma, and like we know you like the back of our hand sometimes, because obviously we live with you, do you know what I mean? You are such a social butterfly, you're a shit and you are a little shit.
I have to be It's fun though.
You're always positive though. I feel like you've got a good mindset, like you're always talking about positive things and like manifestation and things like that, and like going down that route and being really happy and, you know, projecting that on social media, it makes you feel good as well. Because like me and Chloe, we just upload whatever, and we're just like, yeah, bring the good vibes, whatever. But I get what you mean. If you're like, sometimes bring those negative vibes to social media, it can get in your head, and you're like, you get a bit angry and things like that.
Yeah,
so I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, because
amazing communication, though. That's sick. I love that. I'm proud of you. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been working on a couple of things, but I more so like after my breakup with Frankie. I realized that I wasn't happy with myself. Like, I was putting so much time and effort and energy into that. And then I realized like that's just not the way to be. So I've just been like focusing on like trying to like have the biggest glow up on earth. Like, I really want to be on the cover of Men's Health this year. and I want to be on GQ. Like, that's my goals have been manifesting for the longest time.
You'll do it.
But do you guys want to get more into like acting or hosting? Or Chloe, I know you're starting to do the hosting stuff now. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it. So again, I've spoke to Netflix and they were like, Chloe, like, I can't wait for it to come out. Like, I can't tell you what it is, but it's 3 episodes. Damn. And it comes out in a few weeks, and I'm literally presenting and hosting every single one of it, every single one of the episodes. I'm interviewing people, I'm doing it live, reading from all, okay, I just love it. So I've spoken to people about presenting.
Wow.
But I don't know, there's just so much that's coming up. Like, you know when you want to do so many things, and you just don't know where to start, but it's slowly falling into place anyway. So I'm just kind of working on myself. Obviously, I've not had a massive glow up like you have. Jesus, Harry, you're like a god. I don't even get any better looking, but you're like, you've grown a foot, and you've got like an 8-pack. I didn't even think that could happen.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Chloe. Yeah, I don't know. I was watching the show and I wasn't like happy with myself. Like, I was looking at like Kels and all the other boys. I was like, damn, you guys are fucking stallions. I'm like, well, I need to step up my shit, because I watched back the show and I was like, I wasn't really impressed with how I looked. So now I've just been working super hard. But Nicole, are you going to do any hosting, or are you focusing on like, obviously you said you're focusing on your music career and stuff like that, but do you want to go down like hosting or acting route?
Yeah, do you know what? With the mental health platform I have, like, I've done a lot of AutoQ stuff, which is when you read like what Chloe was doing the other day with the Netflix stuff. Yeah. So I've hosted like a lot of different things on that. And I actually really like it. I like presenting things like that. I'm comfortable with doing. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear that noise in the background. But yeah, so music, I just want to dabble and just see which area I like the best. But at the moment, obviously, music is my focus, but hosting could be on the cards, 100%.
You guys should 100% do a podcast.
Yeah, do you know what? I spoke to my manager about it the other day, but I think we're just going to wait until like all this filming that we've got out of the way, because we only got called a few weeks ago about this show that we're going to be doing together, and it's just me and Nick.
It's me and Nick,
and like other people as well, but like in twos. So like it's only
going to be hilarious.
Are you filming it in the US or in London?
UK, yeah, it'll be in London.
Oh wow, I'm so excited for you guys. That's awesome. I'm so proud of you guys to keep like the wheels moving and like bettering yourselves and like moving forward in that space. Because like a lot of the other people in our cast are kind of just acting like they're A-list celebrities.
That's the difference though. Like, you hang about with like A-listers, Harry. Like, me and Demi Lovato are basically best friends now. Like, Nicole's in her music career and she's talking to all these famous artists. But I'm still a chip shop girl at heart.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd never think I was better than anyone else. I still go around my mum for a roast dinner because I think we're really humble.
Yeah, that's
important to say that.
No,
and you're the same.
Yeah, exactly. As what I was gonna say is like it's the only way to be, because I've also met a lot of TikTokers in this space as well, and like they all act like they're superstars. I'm like, for fucking what? Like, unless you're like Justin Bieber or like Demi Lovato level, like you should, like you, I guess you're allowed to. But even those people, like I met Demi, I went to her house, nicest little, like such a little sweetheart. Like, we all went to dinner together. She was so giggly, she was so bubbly, she was such a lovely little soul. And then same with like all these other, like every big, like famous and like successful person I met is the nicest person on earth. Like, it's actually mind blowing.
Yeah, and then the people who aren't that famous act like that and act like dickheads.
It's so like, silly.
It's mad. Like, myself and Colin, some of my idiots who like think that they're the dog's bollocks.
Oh.
And it's just ridiculous. And that's why I feel like young people looking up to people like that, I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Just be humble. Normal. We're normal.
I can't take anything serious with Nicole's accent. Dog's bollocks.
All right, so looking back on Taught to Handle, is there anything you guys regret? Like, is there anything you regret doing, or do you regret yelling at me or slapping me in the face? Like, anything like that?
I never slapped.
No, do you regret not slapping me in the face?
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm joking. No. I think me and you had a conversation about this ages ago, Harry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no, I think it was. just after filming, when we just filmed it. And I said to you, oh, I said, if you hadn't gone for Francesco, I would have been right in there.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a big mistake. Yeah, no, I think it was an unreal experience. And yeah, everything happens for a reason. I've got everything happens for a reason tattooed on me.
Oh, perfect. Boom. You.
There you go.
What about you, Nicole? Wait. Is there anything you regret?
I regret not being more confident. Yeah. I know this kind of, like at the very start, I said, oh, you have to be confident doing TV. I was confident, but not as confident as I am now.
Yeah.
So I'm very confident in front of the camera and like what I would do. And I would have gone in knowing more what to do. I kind of went in completely blinded to what to do and how to act and things like that. But in a way, it kind of came to be in my favor because certain opportunities came my way because I wasn't controversial. So everything happens for a reason. I was disheartened at the start, but everything happens for a reason, and the opportunities that I've gotten now wouldn't have happened if I came across, because I did have fights in there with Francesca that were not shown because I was too leery and too loud about it. And you know, Netflix obviously wanted to have it really family friendly, so I'm happy they didn't show those parts.
It is also difficult to, like, because it was my second show. So I was like, I'm used to the cameras and that stuff. But it's also difficult, like, walking in with a house of random people who are all competing against you. And then there's cameras. And then you know in the back of your head, like, hey, this is going to be on Netflix, like, the world's biggest streaming platform. Like, it is very difficult to be confident and to be, like, you know, comfortable in your own skin. Like, that shit is so difficult, especially when you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I underestimated it. I said to my mum before going in, meh, I reckon it'll be all right. I reckon a few people will watch it.
Yeah.
And see it come out. And like, I didn't know, honestly, I come from such a small town, Harry. I didn't know what People magazine was. I didn't know about like these like glamour and big, I can't even remember the names of them because they're all American. And when I got like the biggest magazines and online platforms asking to interview me with you and Francesca, I was like, and everyone was hyping up about it, I was like, this is obviously a big deal. But because I'm from a small town, I didn't understand how big it actually was.
Yeah.
But I feel like it worked in my favor because it humbled me and I didn't think I was a dog's bollocks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it was like legitimately, like the fact that it was in the middle of quarantine when everyone was at home as well was like just like the lottery. Like, it was absolutely bizarre how big that show got. I think it was the number one show in the world for like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
People in Zimbabwe know who we are. All right, Zimbabwe.
Do you get recognized a lot back in your hometown, or do you go back much or no?
Nicole or
me? Both of you. Yeah. I haven't been back home since Christmas, but yeah, it's so crazy. Like, back home in Cork is just mad. Like, because I'm from kind of a big county in Ireland, but the Irish obviously are so supportive of anyone who's Irish on TV. So it is mad going home.
Yeah.
I miss going home, though. I haven't been
home. I still think it's weird when people recognize me. Because, like, if I go out and I'm on my own, it gets really intimidating. People run up to me like, oh my God. Ah! But more people recognize me from the circle than they do Talk to Handle.
Really?
So, like, I think it's because like Talk to Handle was more of an American show.
Yeah.
And the UK didn't really pick up on it that big. So like 80% of the following are Americans.
Wow.
And then the rest are Brazilian. So like as soon as The Circle came out and my following went up, I was like, whoa. And then I started to realize people like running down the street asking me for photos. And I'm just like, oh my God, like what is going on? I was in Tesco's the other day, got bombarded and I accidentally smashed a candle on the floor.
No
like
way.
I was just flabbergasted. I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I've just smashed the candle. But sometimes I'm like, in my head, I'm like, how do they know me? And then I realise, oh, fuck, yeah. I've been on two of the biggest Netflix shows on Netflix.
It's so bizarre. I've been starting to get pulled up for being a TikToker now, which because I doubled down on TikTok, which was the craziest transition. It's like, oh, I went from Harry from Twitter handle to Harry from TikTok. So I'm like, I don't know if that's a glow up or a glow down.
No, glow up. I think the TikTok thing is massive over there, isn't it? In the
America,
US.
It's massive.
Yeah, is it not big? Is it not big over there?
It is. Not really. It is, though.
Not as big as America,
but it is still big.
It's big over here. different ways.
Is there TikTok houses out there or not?
No.
Really? Damn, it's there so is, big here.
There is. There's two houses.
Is there?
Yeah, but they're not like as big as the Hype House and all that.
Yeah. Nicole, you should 100% be going crazy on TikTok because of your music and stuff. That shit goes viral overnight.
I know. I've got like a big, the with the record label, their marketing team and stuff have come up with a big plan for TikTok. So I'll get you using my song, Harry.
Of course. Yeah. I'd love to support you guys. That would be really sick.
My hamster got 4.7 million views.
What? What happened?
I went and bought a hamster.
Yeah.
And I filmed it. I filmed the journey of me buying a hamster at Pets at Home. And I woke up in the morning, yeah, and oh my god, the hamster got 4.7 million views.
What was it doing? Was it just the journey?
Yeah, that was it.
Why are you not vlogging, Chloe?
What do you mean?
You should be vlogging. You should have a YouTube channel. I feel like it would go so hard.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course.
I do have a YouTube channel. It's Chloe Veach. Just drop that in there. But I just wouldn't know what to do, Harry. Like, I need to be with people to do a YouTube channel. Like, yeah. Me and Nicole, I've done a few things. But I just feel like if I fake it or if I, like, try too hard, it just never comes across genuine. And I like to be more relatable than staged. So yeah. I feel like when I go on this next TV show, I'm going to go through that route and just enjoy my life. But, yeah, I'll, when I come to LA, I'll vlog.
Yeah, 100%. Is London back in lockdown?
We're open.
You guys are open?
We're basically fully open, yeah. You need to come to London. I've been waiting for you to come for like 2 years.
No, I actually really want to. Like, I feel like I've just been a bit of a pussy because I get kind of stuck in my own routine here and I'm like enjoying just doing like stuff day in, day out. But I know if I come there, we'd have the best time. She would go crazy.
Oh my God. We plan everything. We'll go to Buckingham Palace. We'll do everything. We're going to Barcelona. Like, trust me. We'll
should
have
I,
you have
should I book my flight? I may as well. I got a UK passport, so I can do it.
UK passport.
If you guys are in lockdown, I'll do it.
Why don't you just book it, Harry?
Book it.
I'll actually do it.
Oh, we're not in lockdown. Club's open in 2 weeks.
Do it for a week.
A week?
Woo!
I actually will. It's actually not that. It's not that bad of a flight.
Just do it then.
I'll text you guys in the group chat after this. But we're gonna wrap it up because I gotta go work out. It's early in the morning here. So, is there any final messages for your fans? Anyone who wants to be in your position? Anyone who wants to be an international superstar singer? Anyone who wants to be a host? Anything that you want to leave the people with?
Be yourself. If I can do it, you can do it.
Just don't give a feck about what other people think. Do what makes you happy and believe that you will do it, and you will do it.
There we go. There we go. I love you both. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And where can people find you guys? Chloe?
Oh, okay. I'll go first.
Oh, yeah, Nicole, you go first.
Nicole.ob on Instagram and Cole Official on TikTok.
Nice. And then what about your Spotify?
Oh yeah, Cole, K-O-L-E. So that's my stage name.
Nice.
So Nicole is too boring. I need something boom, bam. So K-O-L-E. Cool. That is Cole.
What about you, Chloe?
So Instagram, Chloe Veach Official, and YouTube, Chloe Veach, TikTok, it's Chloe Veach. And I've got so much content coming out as well, so go and have a look.
Well, you guys are on fire, and I couldn't be more proud of both of you. And I just want to say thank you so much for being amazing, also being so understanding, and just great people. So I love you both the most. I'm going to DM you. I'm going to book some flights, and I'll see you soon.
We love you millions. And we've always got your back.
I appreciate you guys. Likewise. Love you. Thank you so much.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.